My darling, how are you today? Oh my goodness. I just settled into home in Miami after 45 days in Italy. Whew, what a journey, what a trip. Thank you so much for being on the adventure with me. It has meant so much to get your DMs and your comments and your just being excited for the whole farmhouse journey. This is my first podcast of the week because I was preparing for a film and photo shoot on Monday, I believe, yes. And then Tuesday, oh my goodness, so glorious. I've been doing some day in the life, filming myself from my own iPhone, and then we hired a film crew that we didn't know we were going to be able to hire while we were there. And sister, if you are not in the Q Club, go and get yourself there. We're going to put a link below in the show notes so you can get in. I've changed it all up. This content, this scenery, this day in the life, this substance, the prayers, the meditations that you're going to get in the month of November in the Q Club, it's literally nothing I've ever done before. And it's not stuff that I have shared on Instagram, by the way. So if you thought you were getting the full thing, if you follow me on social media or Instagram, oh, honey, you have so much to look forward to. So get yourself in the Q Club. You can try it out for $1. If you are not already a member, you can go to divineliving.com/club and get yourself in, try it out. You're gonna love it. There's an app, there's a whole social network, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women from around the world in there that you can like have a prayer partner with, a mastermind buddy, get share resources, so much goodness. And if you love the podcast, you are going to love the Q Club. Okay, so today's message, how do I want to share it? I've been feeling that there's a lot of people experiencing a lot of being pulled in different directions right now. And I am right there with you if that is you. And I feel like there's so many awesome things happening in so many people's lives. And there are some really challenging dynamics that are going on in other people's lives. And I mean, in the same person's life. And I can just feel it in my own life where I'm being pulled and stretched into what could be like way different directions if I don't do my spiritual practice and get my grounding and remember that the solution always exists. Because obviously, any of the triggering elements of our lives can just overtake us and overwhelm us if we let it. And last night we flew in. I'm not gonna lie, we ordered PF Chang's. I know, but after 45 days of nothing but prosciutto and formaggio and pasta and all of it, I needed some Chinese food. And I happen to like their wontons, don't judge. And maybe a kung pao and a wonton soup as well. I just needed a different flavor. And went forced myself to stay up and did watch some episodes of Law and Order. SVU. Yes, then there's that. And got the most amazing great night's rest because of all the things that Italy is awesome for. Let me tell you two things they are not amazing with. One, mattress comfort and thickness. Two, pillow comfort and thickness. Italy, what is up? Anyways, to sleep in my amazing bed and pillows and bedding, I slept so well. And then today woke up super early, just refreshed, happy, excited to be in Miami. It's always a nice thing to love where you live because I do remember times when I dreaded coming home after a great trip. And I loved my time in Italy, and I'm really happy to be here. And the sunrise was gorgeous. And I've been sharing, and then I got a call from this family dynamic that is also happening in my family. And for those of you that haven't heard some earlier podcasts, we've got some addiction in my family, and it it kind of ebbs and flows and it rears its ugly head from time to time. And right now it's in full force. And it's been a real moment for me to, like, I've got all this exciting stuff. I just passed my real estate exam, spent 45 days in Italy looking for a farmhouse. I'm off to the Chicago Divine Direction event. We'll link the show notes if you want to come join us in Chicago. Then we've got the Miami Divine Direction event. Like, there's so much amazing stuff happening. And then when there's people in your life that are really, really struggling, it can just put that pit in your stomach. And at least for me anyways, it has me question and wonder, what role am I meant to play? What role am I not meant to play? You know, how do I continue and move my life forward, and be here and do what I'm meant to do here in the Divine Living community? And, you know, just can feel that pull of, like, tempted to go into to worry or just, like, not feel like doing anything. And so one of my tips for travel and adventure is don't book things back to back to back. So we got in at a relatively decent time last night and had a relaxed evening, and I made sure that there were no scheduled calls on the books today. That today, because I never know with jet lag, but I've been doing great so far, so that part's fine. You know, there's a lot to catch up with, emails and team and scheduling and logistics and unpacking and laundry, you know, those all the typical things. So it's felt really great to have a day that has space. And I do see so many women just, like, rolling in the day of the event and leaving that night and get, you know, starting their thing at 7 a.m. the next day, and it's like so back to back to back. So one tip from today's podcast is create the space you need to really take care of yourself and to be who you really desire to be. And then I also noticed, like, I was tempted to be pulled into this other direction. And it didn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to have a pit in your stomach. It doesn't feel good to get angry. It doesn't feel good to make someone else wrong or then make yourself wrong and get all caught up in that spiral. And, you know, the thing that made me feel the best today was unpacking my microphone and doing this podcast. So I just can't tell you how much it means that you are here, that we are on this journey, the feedback that this podcast is something that you have in your ear on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's really true. It's like, if you want to feel good, go be of service. And I was, like, tempted. I was like, oh, I'm just not going to do a podcast today. And I was talking to my amazing team. And I was like, wait a minute, I haven't even done one this week yet, have I? And they're like, nope. And they're like, we're really enjoying kind of the day in the life vibe. And Courtney, my director of operations, she's like, Gina, honestly, like, I never know what I'm going to get next with your podcast. I'm kind of digging it. So if that's also your feedback, let me know in the DMs on Instagram. And I was like, right. Because there's probably another woman out there that's got a busy work life and is getting pulled with family stuff and is tempted to just check out and not do some of her stuff. And, you know, I don't know, like, my world would not have fallen apart if I didn't do this podcast today. However, it's what has me feel most connected to my soul is to show up in this way. And I have to remind myself too, you get what you focus on. I can focus on this other dynamic and situation and frustration, or I can remind myself of what a great experience I just had, what a great experience today is, and how fortunate I am and women like us are who at least have some idea of what our self-expression is and have an outlet for it. So, you know, I think a lot of times I've gotten the feedback that you feel like I'm there for you. And today I feel like you're really there for me. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to unpack this microphone and explore what the message of today really is. So let's kick it off with a prayer. And I don't know how long I've been going. Let me put my glasses on here. Hold, please. Oh, we're more than kicking it off. We're 10 minutes in. We're going to say a prayer, and then we're going to see what else is meant to flow through. All right? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for each and every one of us. Thank you for all of the people in our lives. Thank you for the opportunities. And thank you for the invitation to up-level. Because we know that whenever there's a pit in our stomach, that is not of you. We know that whenever there is fear, that we can't serve two gods. So in this moment, I turn my attention and intention away from all things dark. And I look to you. I know that every time I've worried or been concerned about this situation or others, it's because I didn't go seeking you for the solution. So in this moment, I seek you. In this moment, I and the rest of us, we open up to what is your divine guidance? What is your divine guidance for each of our unique lives and situations and big desires and secret fears? Because we do know, ask and it is given. So I'm asking, and I'm sure the other women listening are asking as well. What role am I meant to play, if any? How would you have my life be used? How can I love more deeply? Knowing that love does come with boundaries. Show me the way. Show me your way. Show me the ways that are higher than my ways. And I release and surrender all to you. And pray this believing. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Doesn't that feel better? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All right, Queen. So I think what that leaves me with today is, and I've been getting this message, which I don't particularly love, I have to admit, of be present, be patient, and be about today. The truth is, today is, after this, I'm going to go write Gina's journal. If you're not on the list, go get on the list. We'll put the link in the show notes. I every Thursday write something from my heart and share kind of what's been going on. So after that, let me see what time it is. I'm going to unpack a little bit more and finish that up. And then I'm going to go to a sushi dinner with my husband because we also have not had sushi in 45 days. And I'm going to let that be enough today. And yes, there's so many other ways that I want to move my life forward and the big things I want to do with real estate, I will do with real estate. So if those of you who are in real estate, if you have not DM'd me on Instagram, let me know that you are a woman in the Divine Living community in real estate. I want to get to know you. There's just all kinds of other things that I want to be doing. And yet anytime my future trip and anytime I've like frustrated that today is not that day, where does that get me? Nowhere fun. And I'm about prioritizing pleasure. And I hope that you are too. So the way we prioritize pleasure is to be in the present moment and really get that God knows what today is supposed to be about. And it's not about too little and it's not about too much. So today I have more than enough to do with unpacking alone, trust, let alone writing some of the communication that I meant to write, and crossing a couple other things off my to-do list before I go to an early dinner and have a great night's rest. And the rest of it is going to be handled on the day that it's meant to be handled, and it is not today. So I want you to get clear on what today is about. And then remember, the Bible says, when you've done all you can do to stand, then stand. Let today be enough. Let today be enough. Check in, discover what is your divine assignment of the day. And sometimes, as we've talked about, or like I talk about in my book, if you don't have my book, I'll put a link in the show notes as well. Sometimes it's like the big life legacy work. For me, I got a couple of divine assignments. Write Gina's journal, unpack, have sushi. And it feels a lot better to be present and focused on today, because that's the only place that God is. So you're not here to save the world. You're not here to figure out your entire life today. You're just a human, and you're an extraordinary human, and this is an extraordinary day. So let both be enough. Let both be enough. And tomorrow will be a new day. But right now, we've got what we've got. All right, Queen? So, sending you so much love. Thank you again for being here. And it just feels peaceful now. It just feels peaceful. Lots of love.